are listening to the sermon podcast of Covenant Presbyterian Church. We are a community in Madison, Wisconsin, who gathers to worship, to learn, to serve, and to grow together in God's love. Please visit us online at www.covenantmadison.org, where you can find information about Covenant Ministries, as well as links to our online worship services and sermon podcasts.
Head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes. Anybody remember that old camp song? It was a favorite in a lot of places that I've been in my life, and I think that song was done to help people stretch a little bit and maybe to get a little bit of excess energy out of the campers. And the song also reminds us of the importance of the different parts of the human body. The head can do things that the shoulders can't do. The shoulders can do things that the knees and the toes can't do. Every part of the body is important. And that's a good lesson for us to learn in camp. It's a good lesson to us to learn as Christians. The Apostle Paul used the image of the human body to help the early Christians understand what the church community was all about. How it's one body with many different parts, different people coming together with a variety of skills and gifts and interests to serve God, to continue doing what Jesus had begun. Paul makes this point about one body with many parts in two places in the New Testament. One of them is in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, which you will hear next Sunday in our worship service. And he also makes it in another chapter 12, in Romans chapter 12, and that's our reading for today. Now, context is always important. Romans chapters 1 through 11 make an elaborate theological argument that we are saved by grace through faith. Chapter 12 begins with therefore. It's sort of a, okay, we're saved by grace, therefore, what does it mean kind of chapter. And there's some wonderful language in that chapter. The best known part of chapter 12 is the description of what the Christian life looks like. Let love be genuine. Weep with those who weep. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Hold fast to what is good. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. All of that is in chapter 12. It's one of my favorite chapters in the Bible, but we're not reading that part of chapter 12 in our worship service today. Instead, we're focusing on the first 8 verses of chapter 12. And in those 8 verses, we are reminded that we are called to be in the process of continual transformation with a sense of humility. And this is where Paul teaches us that we are one body with many parts. Listen now for God's word.
I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and not all members have the same function, so we, who are many, are in one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness.
This month we are celebrating church. We have reopened the doors to the sanctuary, and while I know not everyone is able to rejoin us in person just yet, it is wonderful in all the ways that we are starting to reconnect face to face and experience God's grace in the presence of one another once again. Over the past 15 months or 16 months of COVID isolation, we've had to stay separate from one another. And during that time, we might have forgotten what it means to be the church, to be one body with many parts. We might have forgotten some of the wonderful things about Covenant Church, about how we do that. So with the help of my colleagues, we put together a list, a top 10 list, if you will, of ways that we are indeed one body with many parts. It's a celebration of the various ways that people support our church and the ways that people are involved in our church. Here we go. Welcome. We have friendly and warm people who help us all to experience God's grace and love, and they help visitors feel connected as well. Music. We have wonderful musicians whose music offers healing and helps us all to sing God's praises. Gardening. We have lots of skilled gardeners who make the church look beautiful, and we have people who can cut down trees and pull up weeds and do all sorts of things like that that are really important. Youth. We have some awesome teenagers at Covenant who are learning, growing, and serving, and we have a wonderful group of adults who journey with them. Children. We have curious and good-hearted kids here at Covenant Presbyterian Church who are learning about God's love with the help of caring and faithful and patient adults. Heifer. We support Heifer International, their poverty-fighting efforts around the world, and we do that with creativity and fun. We raised over $4,000 last month for this initiative. Mission, because of the generosity of the people of this congregation and the oversight of our mission committee, we support dozens of global and local mission partners with tens of thousands of dollars every year. Mercy mats. This is something new for us. We have skilled, talented people who are recycling plastic bags and making mats for homeless people. Notes and prayers. We have dozens and dozens of people who are saying prayers and writing notes and sending emails and sending texts and making phone calls to one another to encourage and support and comfort people in challenging times. And finally, worship. Online or in person, we gather week after week, and some of us are lucky enough to gather here in the sanctuary to sing and pray, to listen, to grow, and to encourage one another in the Christian life. We have a lot of great things happening here at Covenant Presbyterian Church, this body of Christ. Now, clearly, nobody is involved in all of those things, and nobody could or should be, quite frankly. But we all can be involved in some way. As pastor and author Max Lucado has famously said, no one can do everything, but everyone can do something. I was reminded of this just a few days ago. I called a 90-plus-year-old member of our church. Despite being isolated from family and friends, this person was full of gratitude for life, for family, for friends, for God. And after briefly lamenting that they can no longer drive or no longer get out much or no longer be involved physically in a lot of church activities, this person told me that just about every single day they pray for me and many other people by name. I hope that person knows how much their words lifted me up and encouraged me in that call when I was supposedly making to lift them up and encourage them. So if a 90-plus-year-old member who's isolated at home can find a way to serve and to engage and to be an active and vital part of the body of Christ, couldn't we all? Listen again to the words of Paul from The Message, the contemporary version of Scripture, just a part of our reading for today from Romans 12. So since we find ourselves fashioned into all these excellently formed and marvelously functioning parts of in Christ's body, let's just go ahead and be what we were made to be without enviously or pridefully comparing ourselves with each other or trying to be something we aren't. What great words. So some questions for us to ponder today. Are you being what you were made to be? Do you have a sense of your role in the church, your part in the body of Christ here at Covenant Presbyterian Church? And how are you utilizing your particular skills and gifts and interests and experiences to serve God, to serve neighbor, to serve the common good, to serve the kingdom of God? These are hard questions, but they're good questions, questions we need to ponder on a regular basis. You know, health professionals encourage us to get an annual physical, to take care of our bodies. If we are the body of Christ, then we need to take care of our body and each individual part of that body. So maybe we should have an annual spiritual checkup when we make sure all the parts of the body are working in the ways that they're intended to work. So how's your spiritual health as part of the body of Christ? A lot of us may have gotten a little bit unhealthy over the past year. Understandably so, it's been a really hard year. One of my hopes in this season of rebuilding and reopening and coming back together in various ways is that we can take steps, probably small steps, but steady and consistent steps to finding our way back to spiritual health and new life and being the people that God has intended us to be. In our Book of Order, in the Constitution of the Presbyterian Church, there's a section on the ministry of members with a list of all the ways that members are called to serve, with the potential things that we're called to do. And that list concludes with reviewing and evaluating regularly the integrity of one's membership and considering ways in which one's participation in the worship and service of the church may be increased and be made more meaningful. Good words. There's our spiritual checkup list for the year. Now, figuring out our gifts and our calling and considering how we're living as God's people, that's not easy to do alone. You know, when we're by ourselves, sometimes we can delude ourselves. When I'm driving in my car and a great song comes on the radio, I can convince myself that I can sing just as well as Bono or Bruce Springsteen or whoever. But when I sing around other people, I recognize that, okay, that's not my gift. That's not my contribution to the body of Christ at the church. We all need to get a little help figuring out what our gifts and our skills and our ways to serve are. No one can do everything, but everyone can do something. Figuring out what our gifts are, figuring out how we can serve, figuring out who we are as part of the body of Christ can happen in small groups. We've been doing small groups now for a few years, and it's a wonderful space and place for people to come together to listen and learn and grow and explore who they are. If you haven't been in a small group, stay tuned. We're going to have some more in just a couple of months. It also happens in committee. Committees give us a chance to figure out who we are and who we're called to be. Of course it happens in a committee. We're Presbyterians, for goodness sake. Some of you know that we have a nominating committee as a Presbyterian church. All Presbyterian churches do. And on paper, that committee's task is to discern God's will for people who might be called to serve as elders and deacons and committee leaders. But in a broader sense, the work of that committee, and really the work of all of us, is to discover our God-given gifts and the ways that we can serve both in the church and maybe especially beyond the church. Yes, serving in the church is really important, and we need people to do things here in the church, but our calling is to live as God's people. We learn God's love, and we go out there, and we live it. We utilize those gifts in a variety of ways. God didn't create us just to serve on committees or to do church activities, as important as those things are. Our calling is to get out into the world and to make a difference. The church helps us to learn who we are, who we're called to be, and then launches us into the world to make those gifts real in our daily interactions as transformed people who are learning to be part of the body of Christ. We go out into the world to make a difference. Teresa of Avila, a 16th century Spanish mystic, has it right. She wrote, "Christ has no body now but yours. Yours are the eyes through which he looks compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands through which he blesses all the world. You are his body." What wonderful words she offers us from centuries ago. Now, most of us don't have it all figured out just yet. We don't fully know our life's purpose or have a crystal clear sense of who we are and what we're meant to do and what we're meant to be. And that's okay. Maybe we just need to go week by week, or day by day, or hour by hour. Can you think of something right now that God might be calling you to do this week, this day, this hour? Maybe a slight change in direction, maybe letting go of something that's not helping you. Maybe reaching out to someone, maybe really listening to someone, maybe intentionally caring for someone. Maybe spending your time reading your Bible or praying or reading a spiritually nourishing book or discovering meditation. Maybe doing something you've considered doing for a long time. Maybe trying something new. To help us all figure out God's call on our part in the body, it helps to take a minute or two at the beginning of the day to get focused, to have an intention for the day. Our Methodist friends often use what is called a covenant prayer from John Wesley, reformer from many years ago. And some people pray this prayer every day. Part of the prayer goes like this: I am no longer my own, but yours, O God. Put me to what you will. Place me with whom you will. Let me be put to work for you or set aside for you. I freely surrender all things to your glory and service. And now, wonderful and holy God, creator, redeemer, and sustainer, you are mine and I am yours. So be it. Amen. Wouldn't it be great to start the day with the intention, I'm no longer mine, but yours? If you want something simpler, maybe you just pause and prayerfully repeat to yourself, thy kingdom come, thy will be done through me, O God. Or maybe if you want to try to sing in the silence of your car like I would need to, maybe you want to sing it to yourself, the wonderful prayer, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. It's a beautiful song. It's a beautiful prayer. Friends, together we are the body of Christ, and each one of us is a beloved child of God, a beloved and valued member of that body. And together we can do great things. Thanks be to God. Amen.